So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Machnas adam peroisa v'pnei haganavim. It's permitted to gather produce on Chol Moed and bring it indoors because of thieves. And the Gemara adds, u'bavad she'achnisim b'tzino l'toich beisoi. One must do so privately. The Mishnah continues, v'shaylu peshtonim en ha'misha b'shvil sh'loi toivan. One may remove soaking wax from the water so it should not become ruined if it soaks too long. U'bavad she'loi chaven es malach toi b'moed. If one does not deliberately schedule these malachas v'chol moed when he has more time. And v'kulon in kivnu malachlan b'mayed yoivdu. If one does this, it's forbidden to benefit from the malacha. The Gemara inquires, kivei malachlan b'mayed umeis, ma'u sheiknesu banav acharav. If one does put off the work until chol moed, and he then dies, do we also penalize his heirs? And the Gemara explains the inquiry. Gavro kanes rabbanon v'halese, v'mayna kanes rabbanon v'ayise. Did rabbanon penalize him and he's no longer here? Or did they penalize his money, which is now owned by his heirs? The Gemara concludes, L'didei kantzer abanan, levrei loy kantzer abanan. We only penalized him, not his son. Zok the Mishnah. Ein loykhin batim avadim ubehema elo l'tzarech hamoyed. It's only permitted to purchase houses, slaves, or animals if they're needed for yomtiv. Oy l'tzarech hamoycher she'en l'mayoychal, or if the seller needs the money to buy food. The Gemara adds, schar pula she'en l'mayoychal muter. It's also permitted to hire a worker and pay him for work that's not needed on Yom Tov if he does not have what to eat. Zok the Mishnah. Ein mefana mibayis lebayis al mefana hu lechatzeroi. It's forbidden to move things from a house in one courtyard to a house in another courtyard. However, it's permitted to move things from one house to another house in the same courtyard. The Mishnah continues. Ein mevin keil mibayis ha'umon. It's forbidden to bring home utensils from the craftsman on Chol Hamoed. However, if one is concerned that it might be stolen, it's permitted to bring them to a nearby courtyard. A brisa elaborates, it's permitted to bring home utensils from a craftsman if it's needed for yomtiv. However, if the worker does not have what to eat, it's permitted to pay him, but he leaves the item with him. But if he doesn't trust him, he can take it and leave it in a nearby house. However, if he suspects it might be stolen, he can bring it to his home privately. Zok the Mishnah. It's permitted to protect figs by covering them somewhat with straw. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ma'aven. It's permitted to cover them well. And the Gemara cites two explanations. Mechapen aklushi ma'aven asmuchi. The Tanakama only permits to cover them sparsely, while Rabbi Yehuda permits covering them thickly. Alternately, Oisa Oisan Kimin Kri, Rabbi Yehuda even permits gathering the figs into a pile to be able to cover them well. The Mishnah continues, Meichre Peres Ksus V'Kelim Meichim B'Tzina L'Tzayrich HaMoyeh. It's only permitted to sell produce, clothing, and utensils that are needed for Yom Tov privately. Similarly, HaTzaydin V'Hadashushois V'Hagrusois Oisan B'Tzina L'Tzayrich HaMoyeh. It's permitted to trap animals and to crush grain and beans for the needs of Yom Tov if one does so privately. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Hei Mechmiru Al Atzmam, these sellers and workers have accepted upon themselves the stringency, and the Gemara explains the stringency as the Loi Habu Avdi Klal. They refrained completely from such types of work. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding permissible forms of selling on Chol Moed. Chanus Pesucha L'Stav Peseach V'Noel Kedarkoi. A store that opens to a quieter area may open in a normal way. However, psuch al rishus harabim peseach achas v'noel achas. If it opens to the rishus harabim, it may only open some of its doors, keeping it somewhat private. Nevertheless, Rav Huna shara lecharufaisa lezvuni bay acharchayu b'shuka. Rav Huna allowed spice merchants to sell in the marketplace because it's obvious that they're selling for the needs of Yom Tov. Hajun aloch misha hofach. We have Baruch Hashem completed the second perek misha hofach. And we'll begin the third parak, Ve'il Magalchin, in the next shir, Be'ezras Hashem.